Australia's National Security Hotline received a series of warnings about the gunman Manharon Monis 6 days before he began his deadly siege at the Lindt Cafe in Sydney. They related to posts on his Facebook page. An inquest heard today that both police and the spy service, ASIO, concluded he wasn't a threat. The New South Wales coroner is investigating what authorities knew about Monis before the siege and whether it could have been prevented. Brendan Trembarth reports.
Australia's National Security Hotline was set up by the federal government in 2002 to encourage the public to report possible signs of terrorism. Any tips are passed on to police and security agencies. 6 days before the 2014 Lindt Cafe siege, the service received a number of warnings via phone and email, as senior counsel Jeremy Gormley explains.
Each call or email drew attention to Mr. Monis' Facebook page. All calls, as they were received, were referred to ASIO and the AFP, as some were forwarded to the New South Wales Police Force and the Queensland Police as well.
Monis was already known to authorities for sending offensive letters to families of soldiers killed in Afghanistan between 2007 and 2009. He was sentenced to 300 hours of community service. The warnings late last year to the National Security Hotline were investigated by police and the spy service, ASIO.
ASIO assessed these hotline reports on the 9th, 10th and the 13th of December 2014, including a review of Mr. Monis' public Facebook page by an ASIO analyst with relevant foreign language skills to enable that to occur.
The Facebook page of Sheikh Manharon Monis condemned the United States, Iran and Syria's regime. The posts might have been provocative but were not illegal.
The analyst concluded that the post did not indicate a desire or intent to engage in terrorism or politically motivated violence. The hotline reports that were referred to the police were considered by New South Wales Police on the days they were received and by the AFP, the Australian Federal Police, prior to the siege. Both police agencies considered the Facebook posts contained no indication of an imminent threat, nor were the postings assessed to meet the threshold for prosecution under the new advocacy of terrorism legislation.
The inquest was told that Monis' first brush with ASIO was in 1996, when it reviewed his application for a business visa, which was granted by the Immigration Department. Subsequent encounters were more unusual. In 2001, a day after the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington, Monis called ASIO's public line claiming Iran was responsible and seeking a reward. In 2005, he called again, asking if it was illegal for him to meet officials of other governments. The self-styled sheikh also offered his services to ASIO as an informant. The next stage of the Lindt Cafe inquest involving evidence from ASIO operatives will be closed to the public. Junior Counsel Assisting Sophie Callan.
Plainly, four public hearings would expose the nature of ASIO's working methods and the identity of its officers, which is prohibited by the ASIO legislation.
Only a handful of people will know what happens next in the Lindt Cafe inquest.
The evidence is not, and most likely never will, be public.
The next public hearings will start in March next year, and a final report is due a few months later.
Brendan Trembarth.